From Washington, this is VOA News. A hijacked Libyan airline has landed at the airport on the tiny Mediterranean island of Malta. The Associated Press reports there appear to be two hijackers who have threatened to blow up the plane. Malta Prime Minister Joseph Muscat said on Twitter that 109 of the 118 people on board have been released shortly after the plane landed. It's a spokesman for Afriqiya Airways saying at Tripoli's airport, saying that the hijackers' demands are still unknown. Italian officials say Anis Amri, the Tunisian man suspected of carrying out the deadly attack Monday on the Berlin Christmas market, was shot and killed by police at a train station in Milan. Amri was asked to show his identification and reportedly shot a police officer. He was then shot and killed in an ensuing gun battle.
Dell'operazione ho informato stamattina.
Paolo Gentiloni is the Italian prime minister. He says that he spoke with German Chancellor Angela Merkel about the incident and that this shows how important it was to increase the level of security across the country and to collaborate between different security and armed forces, as well as the importance of collaborating at an international level. Meanwhile, Peter Frank, Germany's chief federal prosecutor, said at a news conference in Berlin, "It is very important for us now to find out whether there was a network of supporters and accomplices, whether there were confidants who helped to prepare and conduct the attack and the escape." The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack. A video purportedly showing two captured Turkish soldiers being burned to death was released by the Islamic State in Syria on Thursday. U.S. Defense Department spokesman Peter Cook said that if confirmed, the United States strongly condemns the act. This is VOA. The Taliban has rejected latest United Nations calls for peace talks with the Afghan government and instead demanded that the U.S.-led foreign troops end their occupation of Afghanistan if the U.N. truly wants to end the 15-year war. "Our fight is for independence, and as long as foreign occupation forces are present here, any talk about peace and reconciliation is meaningless," the words of Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid as he spoke to VOA on Friday. He was responding to a renewed call for Afghan peace talks earlier this week by Tadamichi Yamamoto, who heads the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan, or UNAMA. Police in Australia say they've prevented a major terror attack planned for the city of Melbourne on Christmas Day. Five men are in custody. Phil Mercer has more.
The suspects were arrested at properties in suburban Melbourne in the Australian state of Victoria. Police have said the alleged plot was inspired by the Islamic State militant group. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews described the conspiracy as an act of evil, while investigators said they'd seized the makings of an improvised explosive device. The arrests follow a long investigation by Victoria Police, the Australian Federal Police and the security agencies. Security will be increased at prominent locations around Melbourne, including the Boxing Day cricket test between Australia and Pakistan, which will attract a crowd of around 100,000 people. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
The war-torn city of Aleppo has been recaptured, the Syrian army says, marking its biggest victory in the nearly six-year civil war. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Friday that Russia, Iran, Turkey, and Syria have agreed to hold peace discussions in Astana, the capital of Kazakhstan, to resolve the conflict. The peace talks are expected to begin next month. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby said that Bashar al-Assad's forces bear responsibility for what they did to Aleppo and Aleppo's citizens. Egypt has asked the United Nations to indefinitely postpone a vote on a resolution demanding an end to Israeli settlement building in Palestinian territories. This after Egypt's president received a phone call from U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. It is rare, if not unprecedented, for a U.S. president-elect to insert himself into real-time diplomatic efforts. The statement Friday from Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi said the two leaders agreed on the importance of giving the new administration a chance. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.